Investigators are looking into yesterday's gang fight between rival motorcycle club members in Waco, Texas. 9 people were killed. A county judge says 174 bikers have been charged. No bystanders were injured in the fight. NPR's John Burnett reports.
The day after the biker brawl, the parking lot of the Twin Peaks Bar and Grill swarms with police. SWAT officers shoulder assault rifles, wary of continued threats from bikers against the police. Meanwhile, the sports bar, featuring waitresses in scanty attire, has had its liquor license suspended by the Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission, or TABC. Sergeant Patrick Swanton is spokesman for the Waco police.
TABC has issued a summary closure on Twin Peaks. And we know for 7 days, due to the continued threat level that we believe is possible coming from them.
The rumble started inside the restaurant, then spilled out into the parking lot. The beefy gang members, wearing vests and black T-shirts, quickly pulled out handguns, knives, chains, clubs, and brass knuckles. Police say bikers shot at each other and at officers who returned fire. One of the gangs involved in the fight is the Bandidos. Founded in Galveston in 1969, they're one of the nation's largest outlaw motorcycle gangs. A U.S. Justice Department fact sheet says they're involved in drug trafficking. Local biker groups, which police speculate may have squared off against the Bandidos, include the Cossacks, the Scimitars, and the Booze Hounds. One of the unanswered questions is why a popular restaurant chain with 72 franchises across the country would host a weekly biker night attended by the likes of the Bandidos. Over the past 2 months, as the biker gatherings grew in size and troublemaking, Sergeant Patrick Swanton says police repeatedly warned the restaurant they were courting trouble.
We elicited the help of the local management to no avail. We know they were aware of what was going on, and we were basically told to butt out. That they welcome that business there.
Today, Twin Peaks Corporate revoked the franchise of the Dallas-based company that ran the Waco location for ignoring security standards. The reaction among Waco citizens is to thank police and state troopers for protecting bystanders in the busy shopping center from getting hurt. John Green, a local retired man, stands at the police perimeter watching investigators comb the crime scene. He does not have kind words for Twin Peaks.
I hope they run them out of Waco, close them down, don't come back. I hope other people start boycotting them. If they're not cooperating with the law, I mean, don't feel safe in their establishment, I'm not going to go to it.
The bikers are charged with engaging in organized criminal activity, a first-degree state felony. Justice of the Peace Pete Peterson tells NPR he set their bond at $1 million apiece. We want to send a message, says the tired judge who arraigned them all night long. They can't be doing that. John Burnett, NPR News, Waco.